Blog Talk Radio.
I see the morning coming in your eyes.
And then 50 minutes ago after we come on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's she showing her ass for? Like it's showing a motherfucking muse ass.
Well, I'm gonna say hell no. Take these pictures just like this.
Too old for
it. Yeah, no, I'm gonna take a look at
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, jubilee.
I hear your joy bells ringing in your voice.
Jubilee, jubilee.
Looks of things, we certainly need some jubilee, don't we? But we won't be getting it here. You can bet your last dollar on it. My name is Yumsuf Ari, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Now, if you're a new caller and you're wondering what the Real Talk for Real People show is about, it's simply this. It's an intelligent, accurate, historical, critical analysis, an assessment of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub without any cross-contaminant of the new day. It's about his people and his love for his people. It's about his people spurning him. The Most High sees it as a lost lover that spurns the actions of someone in due diligence, doing all he can do to muster their attention. And what does she do? Us. Sashay away and keep doing what we're doing and expecting different results while seeking other lovers, which is totally uncalled for. Don't you think? Yamsu thinks so. According to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, praise and bless his holy name. And you may be wondering also, Yamsu, You made mention of we. Who is the we you're making reference to? Sister Avia from New York City. Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Cartrell, Brother Cartrell from New York City. And here's what I know about them by virtue of their actions. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as they love themselves. And the reason why I know it's not lip service, because when time permits, they're here every night, Monday through Friday, to share the Most High with you, to do this critical analysis and assessment with you. Isn't that the indication of someone loving someone? Or simply someone saying, I love someone, and there's no action to be reflective of that love? Well, their actions are reflective of that love. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And let me bring them on for you. Sister Avia from New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. And all praises and glory to Yah. And I'm grateful and blessed that he's bringing us all back together once again for another study. And that's it. I love you all.
We love you back. Good to have you back, sister. Now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Thank you. Tuna Rabba. Yes, I'm back. After I was slept yesterday.
It be that way. We ain't no more, okay?
That's true. I'm telling you. So I'm glad to be here.
I wanted to take a nap, but then I said I probably wouldn't wake up in time, so I stayed up.
Well, you know what? Usually I only take a 20-minute nap, but that 20 minutes ended to me an hour. When I woke up, it was
That's why I won't take it.
Well, I would be amiss to this, Sister Yehudi. Sister Avia has called me in time past. Yum soup, you not on? I said, what you talking about, Willis? What you talking about? She waking me up. So it ain't nothing new, sister. Don't be ashamed.
Oh, yeah.
Been that, done that. All right. Thank you, sister. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome. Now, Brother Avia, excuse me. Let me retrace my step. Brother Cartrell.
We can have a laugh.
No. I don't want no trouble with this brother. Brother Cartrell, New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Bless y'all, oh my soul. Shalom. How you doing, family?
Doing
Most
okay.
High bless y'all. Sound like y'all soupy than that. Calling people brothers and sisters outside their gender. But it's kind of metaphoric. All this sleeping, waking up from sleep, that's what we're trying to do, because we're trying to wake up from sleeping giant. Our people are sleeping. They're in a coma, and we need to wake them up. Time to wake up and get busy. Sleep is good. You need to get that rest, but you can't rest all the time.
Exactly.
And it ain't easy being a servant of the Most High. So I'm so glad that you're dedicated and diligent in trying to wake our people up. Praise God.
Praise God. Cartrell?
Yes, sir.
I guess we'll be moving on, brother, to the Book of Joel next, right?
Yeah. Book of Joel. Yes.
Yeah.
They call them the Minor Prophets. And we're in the book of Hosea, the prophet Hosea. But the prophet Hosea took us back in a time when we had kings in Judah and Israel.
Right.
So the chronology is kind of mixed up, but the words they speak are so important anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sister Hootie. Exactly, Sister Avia. Well, Cartrell and dear sisters, y'all ready to put in a little work?
Ready.
Yes, sir.
Praise Yah.
Come on.
Praise Yah.
So thank you, Katria. Will you please turn to chapter 12 of Hosea? Okay.
Wow.
Yep. He talks about one of our tribes, Ephraim. Ephraim has encircled me with, no. Ephraim feeds on the wind. Whatever Ephraim is eating, it is not of a nutritional value. It still leaves him empty and pursues the east wind. He daily increased lies and desolation. Also, they make a contract with the Assyrians and all his character, Mizraim. The Elohim also brings a charge against Yehuda. It will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his deeds. He will recompense him. He took his brother by the heel, literally, Jacob, literally and figuratively. Took his brother by the heel in the womb. And in his strength, he struggled with Yah. Yes, he struggled with the angel. Remember when he fought the angel and the angel put his joint out of socket to get relief from him and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him, this angel. He found him in Bethuel. And there, he spoke to us. That is, Yah Elohim of hosts. Us, Yah talking about me. The Elohim is his memorable name. So you, by the help of your Elohim, return. Observe mercy, not the politicians, and justice, not religion, and wait on your Elohim continually. There's no letter. A cunning Canaanite. Deceitful scales are in his hand. He loves to oppress. And Ephraim said, surely I have become rich. I found wealth for myself and all my labors. They shall find in me no iniquity. That is sin, Ephraim says. But I am the Elohim, your Yah. Ever since the land of Mizraim, I will again make you dwell in tents, as in days of the appointed feast. I've also spoken by the prophets and have multiplied visions. I've given symbols to the witness of the prophets. Though Gilead has idols, surely they are vanity. Though they sacrifice bulls and Gilgal, indeed their altars shall be heat in the forests of the fields. Jacob fled to the country of Syria. Israel served for a spouse, and for a wife he tended sheep. By a prophet of Yah, brought Israel out of Mizraim, and by a prophet, he was preserved through the Most High Word. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore, his Elohim will leave the gift of his bloodshed upon him and return his reproach upon him. Speaks highly of Ephraim.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, first son, how he turned against her, that tribe. Don't speak too lightly about Yehuda either, does he? I see some form of stuff righteous that they say, hey, we ain't did anything wrong. We making money. That's all about making money, and we ain't did nothing wrong. Self-righteousness, ego run amok, a form of narcissism. But Yah says, I'm the one in charge here, so to speak. Have they reached out to me to validate what they're saying? I sent prophets. I sent a prophet in the case of Mosiah to get him out of the situation. I've sent prophets to keep them out of the situation. They neglected Mosiah, and they neglected the preservation of Ephraim and Yaqub, the whole nation, by taking heed to the counsel of these prophets. And as a result, we think it's all about money. We think it's all about just making money. It's reflective of what is right. He says, seek mercy and justice. Observe mercy and justice. But are we observing mercy and justice, as the Most High says? I think not. So as a result, one of his favorite sons, so to speak, Ephraim, the tribe, has taken the lead in going against the Mosiah. They'd made covenant with Assyria, a contract with Assyria at that time, and provided ore to Mizraim, the first captor, always providing for those that can't provide for Ephraim, Yaqub, the nation, Yehuda, and so on and so forth. But we continue to do the same thing, unfortunately, Cartrell, Sister Aviyah, Sister Yehudi, over and over again. And expecting the answer is within the context of the story. Only thing we have to do is read the context of the story and see that none of those things are going to work for us. It will only serve to work on us. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sister Yehudi, Sister Aviyah, y'all have the mics.
Mm-hmm. Praise Yah. Your book reads a little different from mine.
By all means, read your country.
Verse 7. My book says, a merchant has dishonest scales in his hand. He loves to defraud. Ephraim says, surely I become rich. I found myself wealth. And all my wealth, they won't find me. In me any iniquity that is sin. So we think being rich is going to cover our sins. And your book says a Canaanite, right? Verse 7. Your book says Canaanite, right? Y'all so?
Yeah, my zone, a merchant.
And yes,
sin are sales and deceit. He loves to oppress. 7. What's your thing, y'all so?
It says Canaanite in y'all so's book. A Canaanite.
Right.
Why would they take that out in our book and make it a merchant? Because they didn't want to associate Ephraim with Hamites, because Canaan is a Hamite. Mizraim are Hamites. And the Most High is saying that Ephraim, and we know his mother was Egyptian, he's comparing Ephraim to the Canaanites, not to the French or to the Irish or to the Italians. He's comparing them to the Canaanites. But they specifically took Canaanites out and put merchant in our book. So you can see deceit is going on.
Right.
I'm sure the original said Canaanite.
Exactly.
And also you notice that the Most High takes us back to our roots, because he sees Jacob, our father, right? He says, Yahweh also has a controversy with Yehuda, and I will punish Jacob according to his way, according to his deeds. He will repay him. So then he goes into the story of what happened with Jacob. In the womb, he took his brother's heel by the heel, and in his manhood, he contended with Yah when he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplications to him. He found Yah in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Oh, why is it us now? Because we are Jacob. Even Yah, the Elohim of hosts. Yah is his name of renown. Therefore, Jacob, turn to your God. Keep kindness and justice and wait continually for your Elohim. And that's what our father Jacob did. Our father Jacob showed kindness. He was a man of justice. He always turned to the Most High. But what happened? We became merchants and became dishonest. And he said, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, for the land of Egypt. Yet again, I will make you dwell in tents. So all this wealth you got, you're dwelling in mansions, you're flying around in land jets. Guess what? I'm going to take all that from you. And now you're going to be in tents. Just like Florida, right? They have boats and houses. Now they want help. But Yah reduced them to dwelling in tents. As in the days of the solemn feasts, I've also spoken to the prophets and have multiplied visions. So Your book reads different, where it says that.
Mm-hmm.
My book says Jacob fled to the country of Syria. Israel served as a spouse. He's talking about our father Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And for a wife, he tended sheep. That's what he did for Laban. He tended sheep for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Most I said he sent a prophet to Jacob, which is still us, Israel, and brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he was preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger bitterly. Huh?
Yeah, I'm bringing it. Go ahead.
So therefore, Yah will leave the guilt of his bloodshed upon him. And he's talking about the kings of Israel who came from Ephraim, who came from the tribe of Joseph, and return his reproach upon him, which is why we're scattered to the four corners of the earth. He said, I also multiplied the prophets, which he did, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, which we're reading about. And Prophet Hosea knows about the other prophets. Most often said, I have multiplied visions. I brought this message in all kinds of different ways to you and have given symbols through the witness of the prophets. Yes, the prophets had to walk butt naked in the street. They had to cook with cow dung. They had to marry a prostitute. These are the things that the prophets had to do. Though Gilead has idols. Why did they have to do it? Because our ancient fathers, the kings and the people, were worshiping idols. Surely they are vanity. Though they sacrifice bulls in Gilgal, indeed their altars shall be heaps in the furrows of the field. Which happened. Isaiah was trying to warn them. All these prophets tried to warn them. They didn't think it was going to happen. But here we are. Got it, like Josh said we would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get thanks and praise. Huh? We got to know our history. Our history is taught to our father, Jacob. Jacob was an upright man. He worked for what he had. He was a just, kind, balanced man. But somewhere along the line, his children, we have gone astray. And Yah saying, come back, like he spoke to Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Jacob.
Wake up, Jacob.
Praise Yah, Katria. Praise Yah. Sisters, any commentary?
Not right now.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sister. Well, Katria, I don't believe the sisters have a commentary. Would you like to move on to the next segment of study?
Of course, no doubt.
Thank you, brother.
Another song.
Praise Yah.
You know we love song, right?
You certainly do, Katria. You certainly do.
As much as we love songs, we should love these psalms. Would you say, Sister Yuri?
I said, yeah, you guys like to sing, too.
Oh, most of told us to sing, didn't it?
Yeah.
Don't start, Sister Hood. Don't start, no. Don't get me cranked up. I'm being quiet. Can we just all get along?
Okay, I'll be quiet.
All right.
Praise So you know what I'm gonna ask you, Yamsu? What's the title? Cause I ain't got.
Praise to Yah for His everlasting mercy.
Praise Yah for what?
For His everlasting mercy. We just read about mercy.
We should be praising Him for that, right?
Exactly.
Cause our God is merciful, no doubt.
He certainly is. I know in my case,
judgment day a long time ago.
I know in my case.
Abby, I won't be on. 118?
Yes.
Okay.
All praise the Holy One of Yisrael. 118th song.
Yes.
Thank you, Abby, sister, gatekeeper. Verse 1, Psalms 118. Praise Yah. Give thanks to Yah, for He is good. For His loving kindness endures forever. So there's always an opportunity to give thanks to Yah, isn't there? Why? Because He's good. Let Israel now say, that his loving kindness endures forever. Do we know what that means? Yah's loving kindness endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his loving kindness endures forever. Now let those who fear Yah say, what should we be saying? That his loving kindness endures forever. Oh, out of my distress, I called on Yah. What are we supposed to do when we're in distress, when we're in trouble, when we have problems? You got to call on to Yah. Out of my distress, Yah answered me with freedom. Yah is on my side. I will not be afraid. What y'all are afraid about this? Is Yah on your side?
Nope.
I'm thinking about a song by the main ingredient. Oh, rolling down a mountainside. Huh?
Come on, I know it's coming.
Yeah, main ingredient. You remember that? God is on our side. God is on our side. We're not stones rolling down a mountainside. I know you remember that song.
No.
Okay.
You need something, yo.
Main ingredient. God is on our side. God is on our side. Yeah. His loving kindness endures forever.
It was so deadpan when she said it because I thought she was going to say it. She said, no.
Y'all, soup, I know you remember the main ingredient.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that song, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that song? Okay.
He don't remember it either. Stop.
Vaguely.
Well, I can say I remember it, Brother Katia.
That's why you're from New York City, girl. You're from New York City.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
The Southern and the Midwest people, we just had a look. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah,
how long does y'all's loving kindness endure?
Eternally.
His loving kindness and tender mercies endures forever. That's our ace in the hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I will look in triumph at those who hate me. You know, there's people out there who hate us, right? Well, I miss them. Yah's on my side. I will not be afraid. Raise your hand if you ain't afraid because Yah's on your side.
Praise
what can man do to me? Yeah, raise him high. What can you do to me? What can man do? I'm not afraid. Yah's on my side among those who help me. That's my first source of help. I run to Yah first and foremost when I'm in distress. Therefore, I look in triumph at those who hate me. Why are you hating me? Why are you haters out there? We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to be righteous. Trying to learn how to do righteousness, justice, keep peace, be loving, kind, and show tender mercy. Why are you hating that?
Right.
It is better to take refuge in Yah than put confidence in man. How many of you out there put confidence in man and don't take refuge in Yah? We don't even know what that means. How do you take refuge in Yah? Wow. That's a whole study in itself. You must take refuge in Yah and not put confidence in man. Right? Because he says it's better to take refuge in Yah than to put confidence in princes. No matter how high a plateau mankind reaches, it's better to put your trust in Yah and your refuge in Yah than to put confidence in human beings, no matter what status, what level they're on. Yah says, all nations surround me. They're surrounding us. But in the name, Yah's name, I will cut them down. They surround me. Yes, they surround me. Are we surrounded by our enemies?
Oh, yeah.
But we should not be afraid. Wow. Why shouldn't we be afraid? Because Yah's on the side. Yah's on the side. Mm-hmm.
Roger, you said
yes,
that's the main ingredients.
The main ingredient, bro.
Ingredient.
You got it? You got it?
Oh,
you got to play it, brother. Hey, rolling down the mountain side.
Hey.
Hey.
Good.
Right. Yeah.
What do you say? What do you say?
Winners and losers.
Winners and losers.
Like when you know you're
right.
You'll get some bruises,
but
some
fools might see the light.
No wish to talk to you. Keep it dry. Smiling, you make them sin. While you teach,
we'll be alright. Keep the truth in sight. Rolling down the mountain. Y'all gonna stop. Y'all gonna stop. What? Hey, say what? Y'all gonna say? Y'all gonna say? Say it, brother, say it. Woo. Hey, thank y'all for listening to my singing. God is only there.
Right.
Thank y'all for listening. I know y'all would love it. I just want to share it with you. God is on our side. God is on our side. Rolling down the mountainside. Thank y'all.
We need the Marine tossed up.
We need music sometimes. You don't play enough music, but that's all right. That was delightful.
You was over there cutting steps, huh?
Huh?
You was over there cutting steps. You was dancing, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, then.
Yelp Sue got it going on, ain't it? God is on the mountain high.
That's the wrong year. You need to listen to that song a couple of times, and you need to listen to that song to get the lyrics right.
That's nice.
God is on the side.
Go ahead.
God is on the side.
God is on the side.
I didn't know y'all.
Yeah. Well, that's the spirit you're supposed to have. You're supposed to know that God is on your side. Ain't nothing that man can do to you. What can man do to you when you got God on your side, right?
One thing.
We're not stones rolling down a mountainside. No, we got God on our side. Don't you know? And what do? Our enemies surround us. Yeah, they surround us. In the name of Yah, we surely cut them down. How are you going to cut them down? In the name of Yah. They surround us like bees. They are quenched like the burning thorns. In the name of Yah, we will surely cut them down. You push me back hard to make me fall, and we've fallen. But Yah helped me. Yah is my strength and song. That's why you got to keep on singing, Yasu. He has become my salvation. Yes, my song and my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Yah does valiantly. The right hand of Yah is exalted. The right hand of Yah does valiantly. We know that from our past. He smashed Pharaoh. What did he say? He broke Pharaoh's arm.
Exactly.
Put away the Babylonians and the Medes and the Persians and the Syrians. Yah does valiantly for his people, doesn't he? I would not doubt, but live. And when you live in, what are you supposed to do? Declare Yah's works from ancient times until now. And that's what we do on the Real Talk with Real People show. We declare Yah's works, chapter by chapter, line by line. Ain't that what we do?
Supposedly,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yah has punished us severely. Yes, but he has not given us over unto death. Open to us, which Yah has done, the gates of righteousness. Has Yah opened to us the gates of righteousness? It's our choice whether or not we will enter into them. I will give thanks to Yah because the gates of righteousness are open to all of us, to all mankind. The gates of righteousness are open. It's your choice whether or not you're going to enter into them. This is the gate of Yah. The righteous will enter into it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me. And we definitely want Yah to answer our prayers. And have become my salvation. Salvation is not coming from Christianity or any other religion, man-made. We just read, put not your trust in man, nor in the son of man and princes. Put your trust in Yah. He's your refuge. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head cornerstone. You know who the stone they rejected is? We just read about it or just heard about it in that song we just played. You know who that stone is?
Yeah.
The Most High.
Israel. We are the stone.
Huh?
Yes. We are the stone which the builders rejected. But we ain't falling down no mountainside. The stones the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is Yah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yah has made, because Yah makes every day. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save us now, we beg you, Yah. We beg you, Yah, send prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in Yah's name. We bless you out of Yah's house. Yah is Elohim, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifices with cords, even to the horns of the altar. Because we want to be worthy to serve Yah as his servants. So may these blessings come, and we come in the name of Yah, and we await his salvation. You are my Elohim, and I will give thanks to you. You are my Elohim, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to Yah, for he is good. And guess what? His loving kindness endures forever. Thank Yah. Even this generation, trying to tap into that loving kindness and tender mercy, that's there. Because it ain't gone nowhere. You could call the Old Testament old if you want to, but I know something that lasts forever is never old. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well, sisters, perhaps you have some commentary you'd like to share on that beautiful song. Yah is on our side.
Heard that saying, you're against me, who's for me? I think that's how it goes.
Yep, basically. Mm-hmm. Yah is on your side. Yah is on your side. They put
you don't play that. Watch. Which is cool, which is nice, because it does fit. You got great faith, Yonsu. You got great
faith. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the main ingredient will do to you. They'll make you want to sing. I know y'all still going to go back and play that song again.
I think you're going to do it today. You have our approval. Y'all said, go ahead and play it, baby.
Y'all need to quit. Praise y'all.
man. The main ingredient will do that to you, brother. They will. They will.
Yeah. They have that effect.
Everybody plays the fool. Oh, wrong one.
There you go.
Sometimes.
No, the right one when it comes to some of us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, we can meet some good people. I know as long as all of us live so far, we've met some good people in this world. And some we've learned from some people. Certain things they say is true. Yet we have to do what? Study the Most High.
Study
your personality. Build up your character. My mistake, character.
Exactly.
Somebody want to rush on your character. Little things that are important. If people are considerate, they don't have to do it because, you know, people are on everything and disrespectful and ungrateful and horrible. They just do some horrible, horrific things.
Yes.
And when people show a sense of kindness, sometimes it's not interior motive. Sometimes it's not for devilish reasons. And I ask the Most High to open up my understanding on people's personality, because people can be nice all they want, but that don't mean that they have good intentions for you. They could be plotting in the background and still be nice to you. You think that they're okay, but they're not. The O.J. song, Backstabbers, said people will do that. So we have to ever be so careful and ask the Most High. And there's nothing wrong in conferring and guidance with people that you know that are trying to live right or as righteous as they can. And they, you know, because we do things that are correct. Not everything, but we do some things that are correct. But we must keep in mind, too, first and foremost, our Creator. When we do that, we are considered around the ones that love us. We show them a great example of how things should be. And it's not the kind of, you know, people got it twisted. They think it's kind of love that you meek or you're not firm with different decisions or it doesn't mean that at all. It doesn't mean the stereotype that they have with JC. You know, turn the other cheek. You know, that is not for us. You know, just the other day, and I'll say this quickly, you know, people don't like to say the N-word. I just happened to watch this video, and this man said it, and this Israel man just kept smacking him. Now, like I said, I don't condone violence, but I understand that word has something that ticks us off throughout the ages. And I'm just trying to give a point. But sometimes you can't turn the other way or turn the other cheek and keep being disgraced. It's easy to say rely on the Most High while somebody's beating your butt, right? That's not what we're talking about. If you're in the right, first of all, you don't want to get in a physical altercation with anyone. But when it happens, that's the question. When it happens, what do we do? Am I going to stand there and let somebody physically accost me? That's a good food for thought. This is why it's important to read, study, meditate, where you can not be involved in confrontations with people. And if it happens, you know accordingly what to do. Come on.
Well, you gotta take an ex-fool's advice. That stuff don't work. Because Snoop used to go around singing like Elvis Presley. If you're looking for trouble, you come to the right place. Right. It works for you. So take an ex-fool's advice. Do as Sister Hootie suggests to you. Don't always look in your toolbox, and that's the first tool you're looking for. That should be the Cartrell said it all the time when he talks about the guy that studied the arts. That's not the first tool they're using at toolbox of the martial artist. The first two that you evade, avoid the art of war, evade and avoid confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
That should be your first two you're looking for. The last, if using it all, first two you should be using, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's the first two you should use. Take an expert advice. Praise God. That's his holy name.
Okay, yeah.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. So many lessons out of this song that we could take. And I just wrote a few of them down. One, we need to give thanks. Two, we need to call on Yah in our distress. Three, we have to know that Yah is on our side and we should have no fear. Four, we should take refuge in Yah because he is our salvation. Five, Yah is our strength and Yah does valiantly for us. Six, we should be declaring Yah's works. And we give thanks that he's allowed us to do that on the Real Talk with Real People radio show. Number seven, Yah punishes us when we do wrong.
Oh, yes.
When we do wrong, we must beg Yah to save us, pardon us, and even to prosper us. We have to know that Yah is our God, and we should give thanks to him at all times. We should exalt him. Oh, give thanks to Yah, for he's good. You have to know that. His loving kindness endures forever. So these songs have messages in it. There's a message in the music. And we should be taking notes because they give us hints as to get closer to the Most High and what should we be doing as a people, getting our characters together, making ourselves moral people so that we can walk through the gates of righteousness and enter them. And when we do that, guess what we're going to do? We're going to be giving thanks to Yah. It says this is the gate of Yah. The righteous will enter into it. And we ain't talking about the pearly gates of heaven either. So you might as well get that out of your mind. We're talking about the gates of righteousness based on your character. So much to learn from the wisdom of our fathers. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. And if you learn something, you gain some wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, help the nation out. Help us to rise up and take refuge and exalt Yah to praise his holy name as we gather as a nation. All you got to do is send a dollar. We ain't asking much. And a dollar ain't much in today's time. So let it come from your heart so that we can do what we need to do to exalt Yah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
And Contrail didn't mean send a dollar to the Real Talk from Real People.
Did I say that?
No, you didn't say that because you didn't specify what to send those dollars to. So I'm going to let you have the honor to specify and the clarification, what to send those dollars to.
They should know by now, the nation site is YahWillGather.us. YahWillGather.us, because he will. Yah's going to gather us. Praise Yah.
We don't need it. The Most High got us covered on them dollars for the Real Talk, Real People show. Thank you if you thought it was us, but no, help your nation, help you. And that's what you can do by sending that dollar, that 50 cent, that 25 cent to the nation. Help your nation, help you, and help your nation. Praise Yah and bless your holy name.
Because we know how to make a dollar out of 15 cent, right? We know how to make a dollar out of 15 cent.
Exactly. We'll make it work. As a matter of fact, you're speaking when you're on the Real Talk for Real People show. You're speaking to several executive elders in the nation building. Cartrell, New York City. Steve Rudy, Detroit, Michigan. Sister Abia from New York City. Yours truly from his prison cell in Memphis, Tennessee, prison camp 911.
Wasn't that
10
to 911?
Go ahead. Help me.
The Most High heard
you. Praise God. All right. Listeners, I did in all sincerity. We strongly advise you to get your new heart and new spirit. They can help you learn the Lord Most High with all your heart and soul and strength in your brothers and sisters as yourself. So you can help your nation and will help your nation, and you will humble yourself before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov and render him his due diligence. Pray to the Most High tonight. Ask for it. I guarantee you. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. My fellow host, you want to say shalom and good night?
I'm just going to say real quick, if you had any doubts in your mind how y'all's love endures forever, when you lay down and you wake up in the morning, that should be proof enough for you there. So shalom and good night, family.
That's Sister Abby. How long have you been holding on to that one? That's good. Great job.
Yes,
that's
good. Good. Yes.
That's good. Good.
Hallelujah. Well, whenever y'all have something to say, she says she quiet, but when she opens her mouth, boy, it's a doozy. Come on, girl.
Yeah. Great.
Shut her
down. Great job. All right, sister, who do you? Sister.
I just let us absorb truth and knowledge. Let's walk in it. Let's simulate righteousness to the best of our ability, and be sincere and go from your heart. Reach out. Ask for help. Ask for understanding. Please, in your name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Let's move.
Praise.
Well, y'all, don't be a fool like Young Soof. Don't learn the hard way. Learn the smart way. We love you. Shalom. And good night.
Hey, what happened to Cartrell?
Oh, Cartrell already spoke. He spoke about sending that dollar.
Oh, my bad.
Along with the good sense.
But I will say, Psalms 118 is spiritual aspirin. If you're in distress, if you got troubles, the enemy surrounding you, go back over Psalms 118, because Yah is our strength, Yah is our refuge, Yah is going to deliver us if you cry out to him.
Okay. And
reiterating
reiterating what Cottrell said, send your dollars to the nation and use your sense. Okay.
I love that one.
We're
friends.
Okay. Are you done, brother?
Love y'all.
No doubt.
Love y'all. Shalom.
About time? Well, before you do anything right,